Praised be Jesus and Mary. We see how the Gospels this week and always, but in the readings of this week particularly, we see how our Lord works many of his miracles. And the Gospels are careful to distinguish that when there is a demon to be cast out, our Lord casts out a demon. But when there is no demon, our Lord works a miracle of healing without casting out any demon. Now, as obvious as this sounds and as superfluous to emphasize, one of the fundamental lies that the devil tries to make us fall for, and he tries this with pious people especially and makes them fall for it very often, this fundamental lie is to make us believe that he is behind something and causing something which he is actually not causing directly in reality. Because the devil is not directly responsible for all the suffering and all the evil and all the pain and not even for all the sin in the world, not directly. Don't get me wrong, the devil does exist. He's a very personal, real reality, a fallen angel. But nonetheless, he does not have direct responsibility for all the evil and all the sin that happens in the world. Between him and the evil, there are a lot of intermediate causes. And when he succeeds to divert our attention from those intermediate causes that are the direct cause of the evil, then we'll never address those causes and never overcome those problems. And his lie will be successful. Our problems will never be solved. We'll think that the devil is too powerful. We'll become discouraged, succumb, etc. And I say this because there's a bit of an infatuation today and always, there's a bit of an infatuation with prayers of deliverance and exorcisms, etc., etc. And on the one hand, that's, okay, a good thing because sometimes those are needed. On the other hand, it's a bad thing because most of the time they are not. It's the intermediate causes that need to be addressed. For example, often people rush to the conclusion that if somebody is, for example, struggling with alcoholism maybe, well, he's got a spirit of alcoholism and that needs to be cast out. We need to find the right prayer, the right priest, the right ritual, the right place, and if you're not overcoming alcoholism, it's because you haven't done the right prayer, you haven't found the right priest, you haven't cast out the right demon. Well, that's not always the case. Alcoholism sometimes needs to be fought in a very patient and enduring way by addressing what's causing it, the bad habit, the bad surroundings, the bad environment, the lack of willpower, the lack of prayer, the lack of effort, etc., etc., so forth with addictions of any kind, substance abuse, gluttony, lust. They need to be fought by addressing their immediate causes. Attachment to sin, a habit of sin, the occasions of sin, a lack of prayer, a lack of reception of the sacraments, a lack of a good confession very often. So the devil, again, being the father of lies, would be very happy if he saw us fall for this lie alone. But as long, again, as there is an intermediate natural cause that can be the explanation of our problems, our sufferings, our pain, our sins even, it's this intermediate cause that must be addressed. That's how the saints went about fighting the devil, and that's how we ought to go about fighting him as well, assuming our own personal responsibility for our problems and our sins, and addressing that first and foremost. Praised be Jesus and Mary.